After so many drive-in waitresses became movie stars, there's been this real drought. When along came class, somebody who actually went to school, can spell, maybe even plays the piano. She may be a wispy, thin little thing, but when you see that girl, you know you're really in the presence of something. That's how Billy Wilder, director of Breakfast at Tiffany, describes his leading lady. I feel as though the late Hepburn should be included in the exhibit of mass media due to the contributions to the various medias she provided. Between films and magazines, she had the capability to influence not only a whole country, but the world. And she took the opportunity and ran with it. She lit a flame and wouldn't stop until the light she lit touched as many places as possible. She understood the impact of positive mass media, and she played it like a well-tuned violin. The timeless style icon made the idea of simplicity cute and elegant and taught others that you don't have to be flashy to be fabulous. She made it okay for young girls to be happy and comfortable in their skin and reminded the population that what matters on the inside is much more important as to what you're wearing or how your makeup looks. The dear-loving actress also inspired others to do good in the world. While spending 38 years of her life working with UNICEF, Ms. Hepburn was more than driven to give back to the world that has given so much to her. In 1993, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her work as a Goodwill Ambassador, and she stood firm in her saying, "Makeup can only make you look pretty on the outside, but doesn't help if you're ugly on the inside, unless you eat it." To the girl who gave so much to the world, it's only natural that the world would honor her as much as she honored the world.